Hello, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Thursday, the 28th of January, 2021. And it's for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Well, listeners, I need to tell you what a terrible day it was for the ASX resource sector today. For statistics right across the board. Let's start with the number of ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and there were 583, down slightly from 592 yesterday. Of the 583 that traded today, there were only 85 with gains. I think that's a record low, listeners, 85 with gains, and that's down from 169 yesterday and 239 the previous trading day. So heading in the wrong direction, and hence explains the terrible day for the sector. There were 85 with no gain, down from 146, and this is the huge change. 413 with a loss, up from 277 with a loss yesterday. Remembering, listeners, it's a good indication that when losses are over 200, that it's not a great day for the sector. So it was 277 yesterday and 413 with a loss today. So just highlighting what a tough day it was for the sector. All right, let's look at the volume and percentage gain loss for today. Volume was similar. It was at 3.5 billion today, down from 3.66 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume per stock has dropped slightly to just over 6 billion. Down from 6.19 billion average volume per stock yesterday. Sorry, million, 6.19 million average volume yesterday and just over 6 million average volume today per stock. Looking at the average gain loss, it's at an average minus 2.75 average loss per stock today. And that's a huge turnaround from 0.19% average gain yesterday. So nearly a 3% turnaround in the last 24 hours. Let's look at the good news for today and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were at number one is Australia United Mining Limited, ASX code AYM, and it had a percentage gain of 114.29%. That is a fantastic gain on such a tough day for the sector. So congrats to all holders of AYM and their great gain today. At number two is QX Resources Limited, ASX code QXR, and it had a percentage gain of 55.56% today. At number three is Magnus Energy Technologies, ASX code MNS, and it had a percentage gain of 50% today. At number four is Cooler Gold Limited, ASX code KGD, and it had a percentage gain of 39.53% today. And rounding off the top five, at number five is Hawkstone Mining Limited, ASX code HWK, and it had a percentage gain of 38.46% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, particularly on a tough day for the sector. And they were AYM, QXR, MNS, KGD and HWK. Again, congrats to all those holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. All right, let's move on and look at the best performing commodities for today. And they were gold, copper, lithium, nickel, silver and zinc, all performing well today. And as far as project locations, the standout was Lachlan Fold Belt, which is predominantly located in New South Wales in Australia, but also Queensland and Victoria in Australia as well. Also performing well were two locations in Western Australia, being Yilgarn Creighton and Kalgoorlie, all performing well today. The highest traded stock today for the second day running was Hawkstone Mining Limited, ASX code HWK, and 23.06% of the company was traded today. And that's up from 9.30% trading yesterday for the same company. All right, let's look at the top 20, the general top 20 in their spend over the last 12 months of percentage staff admin versus percentage project spend, and it's sitting at 65%, a slight improvement from 66% yesterday. So effectively what that means, listeners, is of the general top 20 today, they're spending an average of 65% on staff admin and 35% on projects. Remembering, listeners, that this is a project-based industry. So is 35% enough? Looking at the spend of the general top 20 over the last 12 months, and they spent in excess of $44 million on projects. Let's move on and look at the ERP statistics for today. And there are 149 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. And that's down slightly from 151 yesterday. Looking at the average gain loss for ERP, and it's at an average loss of minus 3.79% average loss per stock today for ERP, and that's a decrease from minus 1.03% average gain loss yesterday. So certainly heading in the wrong direction, and been heading that way 3 days in a row, three trading days in a row now. Looking at volume. Volume for ERP today was just over 816 million, down slightly from 888 million yesterday. Therefore, the average volume per stock for ERP has also dropped to 5.47 million average volume per stock for ERP today, down from 5.88 million average volume per stock yesterday for ERP. Looking at the top 20 for ERP today, and they're comparing their percentage staff admin versus percentage project spend for the last 12 months, and it's at 55%, an increase from 45% yesterday, so heading in the wrong direction there. And as far as money spent with ERP top 20 over the last 12 months, and they spent in excess of $232 million. And looking at the general top 20 today, two of the general top 20 are using an ERP software solution. All right, let's look at some good news for today, and we'll look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today. Again, being Australian United Mining Limited, ASX code AYM. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects throughout Australia in New South Wales and Queensland, predominantly in gold. So let's look at their spend over the last 12 months. They've spent $53,000 on projects and $372,000 on staff admin. So that equates to money spent over the last 12 months, 88% on staff admin and 12% on projects. As far as money in the bank, excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise, and they have just over $35,000. Looking at their performance in 2021, it started the year at 0.08 of the cent and is now closed, as of close of trade today, at 1.5 cents. Looking at their market cap closed just over 27 million today. Total shares on issue is just over 1.84 billion shares on issue. Looking at the top 20 shareholding along with the directors, and they own in excess of 90% of the company. So very strong top 20 and loyal top 20 there. All right, that now concludes the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today. Again, being Australian United Mining Limited, ASX code AYM, and congrats again to all holders of AYM. That now concludes the MacCorp Daily Podcast today. Thanks again for listening, and goodbye for now.